Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service International and U.S. Residency Certification Services. To continue in English, press 1. If you are requesting an employer for questions about your individual refund, press 1. For questions,
your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred.
We estimate your wait time to be between 2 and 4 minutes.
Be careful not to fall victim to IRS impersonation scams. The real IRS will not call, email, or text you to demand immediate payment, nor will we call about taxes owed, without first having mailed you a bill. The IRS never calls asking for your credit card, debit card, or prepaid card information over the telephone. For more information on how to report and protect yourself from tax scams and identity theft, go to www.irs.gov and type in keyword, tax scams. We apologize for your delay. Our customers are answered in the order received, so please do not hang up. The next available representative will be with you as soon as possible.
If you requested a refund of tax withheld on a Form 1042-S by filing a Form 1040-NR, we will need additional time to process the return. Please allow up to 6 months from the original due date of the 1040-NR return, or the date you actually filed the 1040-NR, whichever is later, to receive any refund due. You can also check the Where's My Refund application, found on IRS.gov, after the appropriate date, to check the status of your refund. Thank you. Let www.irs.gov be the gateway to getting tax information you need. You can find information on payment options if you owe, check the status of your federal return, download tax forms and instructions, and get answers to your tax questions using our online applications. You may be allowed an automatic 2-month extension of time to file your return and pay any federal income tax that is due. You will be allowed the extension if you are a U.S. citizen or resident alien, and on the day your income tax return is due, are living outside the United States and Puerto Rico, and your main place of business or post of duty is outside the United States or Puerto Rico, or are in the military on duty outside the United States and Puerto Rico. You may get more information on IRS.gov by entering U.S. citizens and resident aliens abroad, extensions of time to file, in the search box. If you know you cannot file your return by the due date, you should file Form 4868, The application for automatic extension of time to file U.S. individual tax return by the date your individual income tax return is due. Remember, it only extends the time to file your return, not the time to pay your income tax. Your tax payment for the amount owed should be submitted with the extension. You can obtain Form 4868 by visiting the IRS website at www.irs.gov and selecting Forms and Publications on the landing page.
Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Please wait.
Thank you for calling Internal Revenue Service. My name is Ms. Jackson. My ID number is 100-322-5978. How can I help you today?
Yes, hello. I'd like to discuss my 2017 return.
Okay.
Yes. Do you want to identify me first, or first I'll tell you the issue?
Yeah, you can tell me the issue first.
All right. I'm calling from Israel. My name is Benny Hoekster, and I have sent in my tax returns, my 1040s for the years 17 and 18, 17 and 18, yes, in September, last September, September 19. A few weeks later, I got my refund for the year 18, but I did not receive the one for the year 17. So I inquired and I called, and I was told that for the year 2017, I didn't send some form, a form of health insurance, and I should wait, and I'll receive by mail a request for that form from the IRS. So I did, and indeed, a few weeks later, I did get that request for the form, and I have sent it. I filled that form and sent it immediately, and according to the carrier, you received it, the IRS received it on January 9th. And now, right now, I received by mail a refund for the year 2017, but instead of $3,000, which is what the refund says, what the return says, the check is for $915. So I wanted to know what's going on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to check on and see if the refund was sent out?
No, I received a refund, but for a different number, for what I for the number different. On the return, it said I should get a refund of $3,000, but I only received $915. So I wanted to know what's
okay.
The discrepancy. Yeah.
Okay. Can I have the Social Security or ITIN number?
My Social Security number is 063-98-7919. Hello?
All righty. And can you just, yeah, I was waiting for your information to pull up. Can you just give me your full name or the names on the account, including any middle initials?
Benjamin J. Hoxter and Ronit Hoxter.
And can I have your current mailing address?
13 Nachal Katlav Street, Beit Shemesh, Israel.
Okay. And can I have your date of birth and your spouse's date of birth?
November 3rd, 1971, that's me. And August 1st, 1976, that's my wife.
All righty. Okay. Okay, so I do see the refund amount that went out, and I guess because it was a math error on the account, see, it was, well, on the tax return, it was a math error for... We assessed it. Okay, so this was the shared responsibility payment. And then you have another module for me to look at. So, $796. Overpayment credit from IMF transfer to. Okay. So now there's a credit of $2,805 that needs to be moved over to your regular tax account. So that's what is taking. I mean, it's taking some time for it to move, but
So you're saying I will get it at some point. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that it's supposed to be going over to that one. But I'm going to just put you on a brief hold because it just says the overpayment credit. So I'm just going to make sure that.
Hello? Hello? Hello.